It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the stand-in host for tonight, Mr. Lou DeBajan. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Ollie. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm okay, but first, good night, Barbados. How are you doing? It's a lovely Saturday night here in the beautiful island of Barbados. A bit hot, but here we are today. How are you doing? I am here for your boy, Sluggy Dan. He is currently, as you know, Sluggy Dan is always about the young people. Always about the young people. And Ollie, you know what you're having tonight in Oystens, Sluggy? It's the...
Tell us what's going on in Oystens, my brother. What's happening in Oystens with Sluggy Dan? I know he's down there doing something big, so I'm going to let you give Barbados all that information.
Yes.
What's happening?
So, BIM Got Talent Season 5 Sing-Off Competition tonight, Oystens Bay Garden from 7 p.m. From 7 p.m. performing live. You have you got some big names on this roster, Ollie. You got King K. He's the Spirit of the Nation talent show winner. He won that with his mother, and who is also in the competition. That is a different show. So we also have Dacia. We have Kimani.
It's gonna come. Just take your time. And somebody else. Maybe Timon can help you if you're having a little issue there with your eye. That's no problem, my brother. Just take your time. I know that Sluggy's been, he said he was going to give us a call. So we are expecting a call from Sluggy at some moment. He's going to be giving us a call coming in from Oystens to give us a live update on what's happening. You did mention King K, though. So let's take in some music from King K with Warzone.
Begin.
That's music from King K. We'll be getting some information for you about Bim Got Talent. But before we tell you about that, we do have Mr. Timon Howard with us here in the studio. A young man, an elite poet, and a very, very nice young gentleman. Recently competed for Barbados in fitness and bodybuilding. We're going to have a little chat about that in a moment. I also have Neil Waith with me. Outstanding actor with an extremely fantastic play called Man Child. Very popular amongst the poet and the artistic world. And about popular amongst Barbados and his peers, period. So we'll be having a chat with them in just a moment. But first up, the poem from Mr. Howard with thoughts on violence. Value the youth.
I used to think that whoever died in a gun shooting was who was supposed to. But now, to me, it seems like it's open season for grim reapers harvesting souls, and whosoever will may come. And many will go, not as they please, but rather as dictated by blitz flying through leaves strays, erasing pages from books of life. Please, keep off the wrong streets. Stay out the wrong links, reroute from wrong things. And if it's you, looking to do damage, rushing, blasting through, peeling and impaling, cool your head. Cool your head. I've heard them say that the children are the future. I've heard their pain, asking what we gonna do. Say you've gone astray, don't know how to stop from lose. Yeah, I'm here today, hoping to discuss solutions. Who are we, and who do we wish to be? What holds you back? Tell me, do you long for freedom? How is it that we run from education? Don't you know that's the way to free yourself from the shackles of ill indoctrination through generations, worldly influences and distractions from our purpose, negativity and doubt that would diminish our worth and stop us succeeding. Stop us succeeding.
Mr. Howard, sir, how are you doing this evening, joining us live on Voice of Barbados? I know for a fact that that poem is having an impact in Barbadians and amongst Barbadians. They're talking about it. First up, sir, how old are you? Let's remind Barbados. I don't want to put you on the spot.
But thank you very much.
It's no problem.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. All, I'm 20, Ollie.
20. Wow, man, it gets me every time. Yeah. It's good to have you. It's good to see you in the studio once again. Yeah. I tell you every time I see you how much respect I have for you as a young person. I am more than double your age. Wow. And for me to see somebody this young be so focused and be such a generally nice, good-hearted person, it really touches me. And I got a lot of respect for you. You know,
I appreciate me.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for you. So what's going on? You recently came back to Barbados from...
Yes.
What exactly?
Yes. So I would have been a part of the 51st CSE, which is Central American and Caribbean Bodybuilding Championships, with the national team representing Barbados in Guyana for that competition. I competed in two categories, one of which would have been juniors, and the other of which would have been seniors, the open category, up to and including 70 kilograms, 70 kg, which is roughly 154 pounds. So anything below that weight and up to that weight could be in that category. And I would have placed third and sixth in them respectively. And there's a bit of contention regarding, in particular, the junior placement, and an appeal was made, but we will see how that goes. Nonetheless, I am pleased with the package I would have brought. Definitely is an improvement from the last one, and consistent improvement is the mission and the goal always. So on to the next.
And you say you improved from the last one. How long have you been competing in bodybuilding?
That is a beautiful question, which causes me to think. And it makes me feel older than I am. So I would have been training or doing any sort of resistance training. I first started training at home. Probably roughly now, almost a decade ago. being able to say I've been doing anything for almost a decade is actually crazy to me, being 20, because a decade sounds so long. But in secondary school, that's when I would have started training at home, getting my health in order. And probably in third form is where I would have then started training in a gym.
Wow.
I actually would have started from boxing and then transitioned to training in the gym to get stronger, more powerful, etc. for the boxing. And then in seeing the bodybuilders there in third form, I would have, you know, kind of gone on that inspiration. Some of them, like Remar in particular, he's a barber.
What's the name you said?
Remar.
Remar, okay.
I can't remember if his last name is Butcher or Aline, so I don't want to botch that. But anybody in the scene that knows who I mean. When I say Remar, he would have been competing the same time as Shaq and the others around that time. And he really would have been a major inspiration to me because he was also in secondary school at that time. And he was older. He was like in long pants. And then I saw him transition from long pants as, I guess, fifth form to like sixth form where he was in tie. And I remember this man so clearly. You bringing back memories to me, Ollie.
Yeah, man.
Because this man is large, like massive, right? And I remember seeing him in his white shirt and tie. And I think it was a blue pants. I can't remember. Blue long pants. But seeing the way this man's shirt fit him, Ollie, right? I'd be like, whoa, that would give me a sixth form. And I am by no means necessarily in the same weight category as him. Even comparing me being his age to when he was 19, 20. But still, I found that inspiration and that got me, that lit the spark for me to start. Yeah, so that would have been roughly, I competed for my first time 2017. Did my first two shows in 2017. I think I did another one in 2018. Or one in 2017 and two in 2018. Then I would have taken a break, or kind of had a break forced in a sense, coming into 2019, 2020, 2021, the quote unquote COVID years. And then after that, I would have came back out and competed. Then moving from the guidance of Valence Humphrey when I was training by the stadium when I was in secondary school, to when I was at Formula under the guidance of a man by the name of Stevenson Bell and continuing his guidance. And in doing so, then making great strides and continuing and competing since then, I would say at least four shows since then. I remember definitely ABC last year, Nationals last year, ABC this year, Nationals this year. ABC being in relation to the ABC Fitness Center and gym studio by the gymnasium, Wildy Gymnasium. There's a gym upstairs in the aquatic center and they host their own bodybuilding fitness show annually. So I would have competed there two times last year and this year. Then Nationals two times last year and this year. And CAC two times last year and this year. So six shows. Wow. Since I resumed and looking forward to continuing, looking forward to improving, building a bit more mass, but I don't want to exhaust those points or exhaust too much about my own
problem.
My
so you had a decent showing.
Yes.
Did Barbados do overall, the other competitors?
Barbados did fantastic overall. A lot of persons were surprised when the results were announced and we were called as second instead of first because of the amount of goals that we collected over. I believe there was a goal of at least 10, you know, we really wanted to get, but we far surpassed that. And I think if I don't recall incorrectly, in terms of medals in general, at least 23 medals, I believe that was the number that we took home. There was a lot of gold. Then there was silver and there was some bronze as well. And I guess I'm still grateful to have, you know, snagged one of the bronze, despite the contention with my own placing. So being able to contribute to such a great movement and such a great team is really just an honor and a privilege, to be honest.
Any outstanding athletes that you could give us some names who?
So you want me to call the name of the full national team? Yeah, please, because please do it, everybody took home something. Please, that is the thing about it. Everybody took home something.
Let's give them credit where the credit is due, you know? Give them the flowers now.
That's actually what I'm going to do directly currently.
So you, when is your next competition while you look for that information?
My next competition, I'm considering doing Bridgetown, which would be in November.
When you say Bridgetown, you mean Mr. Bridgetown?
Right, Mr. Bridgetown. Okay. And obviously, I would be competing doing junior Mr. Bridgetown or junior Mr. Teenager Bridgetown, depending on where they place me in the
category. How many athletes went for the recent meet CSE?
It would have been a team of 17.
That's a lot.
17
plus staff, or those are not includes
17 plus staff. So I think in total with the staff, it would have then been over 20 for sure, because we had a nice admin and support post personnel, support team with us as well. At least 5 of them. Whoa. So I really don't want to miss out anybody, but I'm gonna try and call the names as best as I can remember. So Sanaj, Lewis, Bakaya Providence, Tyrell Ford, Kirk, Bavel, myself, Timon Howard, that's 5 in the mail so far, Gerard Mason, that's 6 in the mail so far, Curtis Kirby, you have Streaks, Roger Streaks. That man is inspiration in terms of, he's one of the Masters competitors, and he has been on the scene for a very long time, and he's continued to show a person that you can be fit to a very...
Do you know roughly his age? Like, approximately how old he is?
I think he's 53. Okay. I believe he's 53.
And obviously he's in good shape.
Yes. Yes, still. So still going, still active, still training, still competing.
He won a gold or silver or bronze, or can you remember?
He took home something. Okay. Like I told you, everybody took home something. Mm. So.
A total team effort from Barbados. Yeah. Total team effort. Yeah. Congratulations.
But to continue with the names and the faces, we also would have had other men's physique competitors, including Julian Belgrave, who also is just a great spirit, a great personality, and that would complete the male side, the male representation. Then we had Liana. I'm not so good on the last names of all the ladies, so please bear with me. But we had Liana Carter. We had Trudy Ann Bavel, who is Kirk's wife. So that's cool too, to see them, you know, that dynamic and the support that they have together. I'm gonna go a bit quickly so that I don't exhaust the time, but Danielle Holder, who also won her pro card. Bakaya would have won a pro card as well, which is a major achievement, which opens wide possibilities for them. We also had Rashida, we had Janelle. We had, I hope somebody's counting for me, because I feel like I might have said everybody. And then Sherry too.
Okay. Yes. And the ladies Sherry also would have been with taking home some goals.
Definitely. Stars. Okay. Definitely. The bikini ladies were very strong. They absolutely dominated. Physique, figure, everyone was fantastic. So that's what I mean. Like, this was a very strong national team. A very strong national team.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So, Barbados, I'm back, but I want to take a moment to, like, something that people won't hear about. So, just know you heard my voice as the hour had turned ready for the show, and I stopped. So, I actually had a bit of a moment. Some people may never hear this, but, like, a panic attack, actually on the radio just now, and I wasn't able to get words out of my mouth. And I just wanted to take this moment, firstly, for full transparency for the people that was listening and wondering what happened. And secondly, people, this is something that happens to a lot of people on a regular basis that nobody talks about. And in my moment, and they had this moment of vulnerability, I just wanted to come and say to show that there may be somebody that had a panic attack today at work, but and they may come and listen to the radio, and the fact that I had one, and I know a lot of people in this day and age with all the struggles just have these moments, but these are not the moments nobody to see. These are moments when you're by yourself at home, wondering when the next meal can come on the table. You got two children that you got to feed. You got to find out how you get into work. You got to go work, but you don't got bus fare, all kind of things. It's bills. These, a lot of people go through a lot of these things on a daily basis, and nobody's talk about it. So I just wanted to take this moment here to say to the person that feels what I'm that feels exactly what I'm talking about, that understands what I say, you're not alone. You are not alone. Everybody on some level has some issue that they're dealing with, and we just praise the people on the highs, and we just like to see the highlight reel people do good, but it's somebody, nobody to see the moments when you by yourself and just think. I just wanted to give y'all a little moment to show that I see you. And just keep going, keep fighting, because we are all human, and the only wrong answer is to give up. Once you keep going, it will always work out on some level. So yes, Barbados, I am back. It's your boy Lou the Bajan. As you say, Sluggy is currently has his BIM Got Talent Season 5 finals down at Oisin's Bay Garden starting at 7 p.m. And your co-host, Lashana, well, she's off island. I'm not going to give out her business on air, Ollie. I just going to let Barbados know she is not in the island. So here I am on your radio, in your airways, in your homes, in your cars. Lou the Bajan here with Oliver Narvel. You know him. You know the voice. The ladies love this man. Forgive me.
That's cool, Lou, man. That's cool, Lou.
Yes, listen. He's a great man. Like he's called me brother. He's look out for me, little brother. So for the people that listen to Ollie, I want you to know, it's not just a good voice. It's a good man behind the voice. A good man with a good heart. I just want to give him your flowers, Ollie.
Big respect.
Thank you. And he also, you heard him, my boy Timon Howard, poet. Bodybuilder, fitness, like this man at 20 years old, a man of God, truly. He walks and talks like he, like his life is in servitude to people, but to at first is the Heavenly Father. Like he's a big, I actually recently got baptized, Ollie, September 15th. And to be honest, he had a major role in my like decision process, because for me, I grew up in church, and I left after my brother died. I was very angry, and I spent a lot of these years just out there. And even though I wasn't in church, I always was like church adjacent, around like church people and see that. And I always had a respect for the people that held the faith, you know. It like, even though I was like in questioning, and honestly, it came out for a lot of anger and stuff like that. But I got older, I have learned more life lessons, and it's like, I'm in a better place now. And I made that decision, even though I had technically made the decision a long time ago, like, even though I didn't make the decision as in I was living that life, I knew in the back of my head that is the right way to live. And even though I wasn't there, I always had a respect for it. So I made the decision a long time ago, but it's like, ego thing, like, you say you live this way and do the switch up, and it's like, all questions, like, for me, it was like, ugh. But after joining this group, as you know, spoken word, I'm in the group 4G, the four griots, is me, Lou the Bajan. We also have Timon Howard, but I know it's Howard. And then we have Malachi Hope, who is Crow. And then we got Raquan Hines, Nigga Snots. Like, we group, the four griots, spoken word, each one of them talented. Like, honestly, I just know it's one in the group. I just marvel at the talent that in this group. Like, I want you to know, we all are in NIFCA. We are doing NIFCA this year. The finals is the third? Yes, we NIFCA theater finals.
You're in NIFCA as a group or individually?
So, yes, as a group. We got the 4G group, as you say, the four of us, Lou the Bajan, Howard, Crow, Niggas Knox. We have a group, Not Sweet Nor Dandy. That is all about the water situation. Like, listen, Barbados. All I will say is, That is a piece to look out for. The four of us on stage, first time on stage, this, we got something special cooking up for you. But as I say, all four of us in NIFCA, I think is Negus Nuts and Crow also has other individual pieces. And then it's like, so for me and Howard, it's just the group piece, correct?
Yeah, I would have been out of the island for the preliminary, so I wouldn't have been able to move forward.
He's not
even in though NIFCA. My pieces were
he's accepted. He's not in NIFCA because he was out of the island representing Barbados as a bodybuilder. You hear that? You hear? Listen to that, Ollie. Let me put this in perspective. This talented poet is not able to make it to NIFCA because when the preliminaries was happening, he was representing Barbados at 20 years old in Guyana for bodybuilding. You understand why you have so much respect for this man?
I understand. I get it. I got you. Go ahead.
But yes, and we also have a, you may have not heard the voice, you coming on the mic, we have a talented, a very known Neil Wave. Neil, you want to say a couple words to let Barbados hear you?
I have just been enjoying the show. good evening. I am really blessed, man. And everybody out there in VOB land is very blessed to hear Ollie's voice. I was here telling him, I just came to let him know he's doing good work.
Thank you.
So since flowers given flowers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And these two young men next to me, part of the Griots. And the Griots is a, I don't know, I'll call it a community, a gathering, put together by Adrian Green. Some time ago, it feels like a long time ago, I had them try to quantify it with Howard a couple of weeks back in the library. I said, try to quantify how much time you guys have spent together. And we came up with about 240 hours. And this is 240 hours of reasoning. I mean, it's Adrian Green, who you know, if you know Adrian Green, and plus Adrian Green at PhD Headspace. So he's really trying to cement principles and knowledge and understandings and conversations and conflict resolutions in a deep way, which is not always tangible like a degree, but what they've been able to do at the Center for Hybrid Studies, the Old Spirit Bond, is really impactful. And I mean, we had people in the initial workshops like Cindy Celeste, Crimson, Red Plastic Bag, right? That's right, Gabby.
Yeah, they did come through.
The list was crazy. And I just happened to be, you know, I want to shout out to the National Library Service, which I just happened to be asked to be a facilitator of one of the workshops. And I came to a few others and I met these guys and they constantly impressed me. They're actually a part of my newly formed theater company, Lego Theater Company, which I've not even launched yet, but just serendipitous, we're here. So I'm here to support and... Yeah, I'm just really happy. That's my two cents to the program. Big up Sluggy Dan, big up Lashana. You know, they're doing what they can and they're rhyming and we going with a plan and we can do some poetry at some plan. If I don't want to do it now, I could do it now
not
or
yet,
later.
Not yet.
I just want to perform and come off. I don't want to talk too much.
He's
a performer, never forget.
Understood.
Yes.
But going back to the information I was being given regarding tonight, 7 p.m. is the start. So right now is about to be getting underway. You're going to have performances live at Oystein's Beer Garden in Christchurch from King K, Mr. King K, along with a lot of other talented persons. I heard King K just now, and I asked Ollie, how this is about it, because I heard your voice. This is actually my first time, and I hope if it's your first time hearing some of these names, you do go and check them out, because they sound very talented. And Lou was saying he's just going into secondary school now. So as much as y'all saying all of this about me being the youngest in the group, this young man is doing some really great stuff at such a young age, you know, pushing the talent, so on and so forth. So you're going to have King K, you're going to have Dacia, you're going to have Janella, Jatone, you're going to have Canola, you're going to have Kimani, you're going to have Sierra, you're going to have Unpredictable, Zavi, you're going to have Shaniqua, Niasha, you're going to have a whole host of persons. And then That's the younger artists. Some of the older artists there is going to be Sprinkles, DJ Mastermind, DJ Caution, and DJ Tallest, amongst yes. others.
Actually, it's 7 o'clock. No, correct? It literally just started.
Kicking off.
Right now.
Kicking off.
In Oystein's. Your boy Sluggy Dan. If you want to see Sluggy Dan, you can get down to Oystein's. Because, he, as you know, Sluggy Dan all about the young people. He got BIM, got talent. He has gone. This is the same man that took these young children and gave them a chance to express themselves with their talent. He took people from Barbados. He took people, young boys and girls from Barbados that had a dream with their singing, to places like Canada for their talent. This is how he has done it. BIM got talent. So you see these young people, these are seasoned artists. They may be young. We got some young ones, but the older ones, they are seasoned artists that left this country to show off their talent. So if you are in the South, anywhere, it is Oystein's Bay Garden, 7 p.m. It just started. It just kicked off.
What's the name of it again for everybody again, Lou?
BIM Got Talent is your season 5 sing off competition.
Wow. Yes, as you know. So, as you say, obviously, we have ad break. Let's pay the bills, and when you come back, we can get a little more conversation, but a little poetry for y'all to hear tonight.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, this is Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme with the stand-in hosts, Lou the Bayesian, yes, Timon yes. Howard, and Neil Wythe. Go right ahead, my brother Lou.
Yes, thank you, Ollie. And again, Barbados, thank you for having me in your houses, in your cars, wherever you are and listening to my voice, whether you are online. As I'm taking content, I'm a content creator now. I've been posting my content consistently on TikTok. I need to get a bit on Instagram, but here I am on radio in the voice of Barbados. Currently, Barbados has my voice listening to it. So, what do we have for the rest of this evening? You'll be asking. This is not a usual show. We are going to talk a little bit about some poetry, but we also want to give Neil Wythe an opportunity because this man is talented. How long have you been acting, Neil? Let Barbies know a little bit about you, a little about your history. Let them understand who is Neil Wythe, and I want them to want y'all to understand who's the person that's bringing this thing's lovely initiative, Lego Theater. I just want Barbies to understand who you are first, and then tell them what is it that you're doing with Lego Theater.
Yeah, good evening again. When you asked me the question about how long I've been acting, it's like asking a fish when the first drop of water to feel, you know? It's just truth. You start to wonder about the word acting and the semantics and the origin. And the word drama is actually a Greek word which means to do. Mm-hmm. Dramaturgy is to do. Yeah, to do, that's the word. Yeah. And if to do is drama, and we all have conflict and we all live in life in settings and scenes and scenarios, then we all acting. But then I suppose you mean the profession acting. And if you mean profession, you're talking stage, television, film, ads. But now in the future, you're talking about a cell phone. Imagine an old-fashioned phone that we rotary dial, using that to act on. But then you do it because we got Pilar Alfred Pagnol, who's doing radio dramas, who 92.9 does an excellent job of still playing a lot of the classics. And content is really important, and context, because one might say they're no actors, but they have been actors. Alfred Pagnol, Tony Thompson, the list go Alison Seeley Smith. You go on and on and on. So how long I've been acting and consider myself an actor, it is, I can mark it by when I started saying out loud I was. And that's when I started at the Arabara Center for Creative Imagination in 2009 and under the tutelage of the late, great Sonia Williams. Mm-hmm. And that was inspiring because I was in the space of people who had done it. And I was not so impressed with going north necessarily to collect information that I saw on a screen. I quickly realized the value of the people to my left and to my right. Adrian Green, who was my visual arts teacher in Forest Farm, and I begged drop homes from this man and all that. And then we just happened to cut. It's when you open up yourself to who to your left and to your right. All the writers you could ever need to your left and to your right. And for me, I ask people between the ages of 0 and 7, what were you doing? I would ask, I think I asked Ollie already in the Man Child journey between 0 and 7, you were doing some kind of art, some kind of creativity, some kind of drawing, yes. creating, singing, dancing, acting. You were doing it. And as you grew older, you get a little tighter and the breath become a little more shallow and you get a little more stresses because now you're focusing in and funneling in on future. As opposed to present. So acting is just living in the present.
Yes.
And
yes,
to be
yes,
the
yes.
greatest actor is to breathe. Jeez. And live. Because every right now, we are all bad breathers. We have bad breath in Barbados. And our next breath could be our best breath. If we really realize that today, as I speak to you, you could literally breathe. Your best breath you ever breathe.
Yes, yes, yes. Can
you,
we can.
Can you break that down a bit?
Just a bit. When we are babies, we all know this. We breathe diaphragmically. Animals, or we think of dogs, panting. Panting is actually a very popular warm-up in drama schools around the world.
Even singing.
Seriously. So the older we get, we see this kind of, remember Daffy Duck and the breathing in? And you breathe with your chest. And a lot of cartoons to see the exaggerated nature of it, we mimic what we see. So people to imitate breathing, we think of somebody puffing out the chest. But that's very shallow. Breathing is really lateral. If you think of gills, you think of where breath is coming from. And you can breathe from your toenail to your eyelash. Because your whole being is breath.
Yes.
So to get a better breath, the first thing might be consciousness of the breath. Because we do so much breaths. Don't ever talk about blinks. And blinks could go away to sleep. The fact the long game of blinks is sleep. The long games of breath is less non-communicable diseases, anxiety, stress, diabetes, blood flow. I also tell people I want advice now that I'm on this legendary station. Something as simple as having your back flat and your feet up. I did an article for Better Health magazine years ago. This man, he was a member of the National Senior Games team and national basketballer. Used to work at Banks and from Eagle Hall. He would write every day. And the article was, how has he kept so fit? And the two things I took from him in that interview, the front page of Better Health magazine did, was when he gets home, he always takes a moment to do nothing. You see that moment I just took? That what we call dead air. That's everything. That's the moment to breathe. So he take a moment, put out his foot, do nothing. Similarly, in the morning, the first thing he do is nothing and drink water. Out of everything he tell me, and Barbados had the second most centenarians in the world, and it's always interesting to me how we don't take a moment to, we kind of know the things. We kind of know the things that they used to do, but we are very sure we don't do it no more. That's what we are sure about. So we clearly we don't plan to lift 100. But we went there. Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but I appreciate sharing. And if any chance I could ask to help, man. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thank you.
And even you will hear a lot about work ethic, but nobody talks about the rest ethic.
Ooh.
Right? You know, in a religious context, you know, some person celebrate Sabbaths, right, which is a day of rest. Mm-hmm. But some people don't understand the importance of rest.
A moment for rest.
Moments of rest, right? In your lifetime, you going. What does your rest look like?
And rest might not be watching a screen.
You know what I mean? Because some people...
That's the thing to be careful. Are you resting your eyes?
You scrolling and you know.
Yes.
But just taking in moments to pause, to breathe, to go to the beach, to sit in the water, to sit on the shore, to look at nothing, to do nothing, to just be. You know, just be present and just be calm, you know. It's interesting. It's interesting how we don't understand the importance in that break in production for productivity.
Yes. This conversation went... This is why I love having conversations with these guys, because you just talk about one thing and it just... get to really some of the core of what life is. But yes, we are before we run out of time, I wanted to get back on track. Neil, you had something you say about Lego Theater. You wanted to...
Oh, right. Yes, God. Do things like promote and thing.
Listen, and let me...
truly breathe in to breathe, yes, God. Pay for air.
Let me preface some of this for Barbados. So, as Neil has said, he's been performing, at least professionally, from since 2009. he have come under the tutelage of the great slayer, as you say.
Sonia Williams, Adrian Green, Dai Brown, Nala, Vario Williams, Amanda Cumberbatch.
You hear the names.
Tony Thompson, Allison Seeley Smith. Everybody, man. But everybody is my community, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. So I say, I preface this. He is, when it comes to talent, this man is off the charts with it. Like, truly, truly. And he has, for him, he doesn't do anything on the fly. He just think about things. As you said, he come and see how much he talked about breathing. He has something which is what you would call a passion project for. This was a passion project. What would you classify this? Because you told me, how long did you have this idea in mind before you able to get to the stage that you are now?
Okay, so from the time I was about 3, you know, everybody say from 3. I just see 3 right here, by the way. I can't actually, I don't want to peel it off. Big up, VLB. But there's a 3 on my microphone. Mm-hmm. Right, Ollie would know.
Yep.
Yes.
And I saw 3. And so time about 3, when, you know, when you first start forming memories, mm-hmm. I do recall, because this is my job to introspect self, mm-hmm. I do recall hiding clothes in drawers and cupboards and between cushions and transforming into other things. And I do think, because we mimic, I do think that might have been inspired from Superman, who used to go in a booth. So all the time later, now that I doing it, I get to this thing of wanting a company, a gathering. Yes. And a company is a scary thing.
Yes.
But I'm at a juncture now where I have launched Lego Theater Company.
Yes.
And we have a show. We launch November 29th, which of course is a busy time energetically in Barbados.
But tell people exactly what it is. It's theater. Like, people hear you got a company. What is it exactly? Because somebody know. For somebody that now come, turn mm-hmm. on the radio, you hear you're talking about something. What is it that Lego Theater does?
Lego Theater actually simply is just a storytelling unit. And storytelling units from our Calypsonian star politicians, we are just all of that. But it's comprised and compressed and put into art. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. So we gather stories like sand to build a sand castle. Mm-hmm. And that sand castle comes in the form of music, movement, stories, narrative, all those things. Primarily, though, it's not long form. It's not going to be an hour and a half play. Mm-hmm. It's going to be bite-sized. So 10 minutes, we in and out. We went through. Mm-hmm. We went through this conflict. We went through this moment. We went through this tunnel. And now we're out. Catharsis.
Yes.
And we go to another topic. Specifically, it's November. So, you know, we investigate in the monkey and being monkey bitten. Yes. One of my popular stories, we're investigating cocoa tea. We've started to build up cocoa tea. As a song, we're investigating some other things. I don't want to say everything, but we're investigating some things as simply as, where does Mobi come from? Mm-hmm. Not a Mobi tree. Mm-hmm. We don't ever begin to know that, you know, lignum vitae. We used to get it from St. Vincent. Now we get it from Haiti. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? This black liquid that we love so much as the all peace, sweet and dandy. Where is it and what is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You know it's come all the time.
What's that? You said, so we import our...
You think we got Mobi trees? Where the Mobi fields? Where the Mobi plantation?
Talk to us, brother.
But it's a thing I start... Because I do all of my shows, and this is the thing, this is words to know. All my shows are always interactive and immersive. Performance is not necessarily always Western, where there's this break in the line, and there's a teacher, a preacher, or somebody at the top, and they're talking to you. It can be a conversation. Right. So in the mm-hmm. conversations, this came out, I think a couple of independences ago, I do a lot of performances at schools, and I'd ask children, what's our national dish? They'll say bacon and eggs. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the most common things. Right. So we take that for granted, but that's the thing that theater and poetry does. It locks in this intangible cultural heritage mm-hmm. that is invisible, that I call sandcastles. So that's literally what Lego Theater do. It tries to release and tries to build up these sandcastles, but also release them, because inside of those sandcastles is trauma and conflict, but it can be resolution. So that's the goal, man.
For people out there who might be interested to get maybe their children or themselves involved in mm-hmm. Lego mm-hmm. Theater, how do they do that?
You come to a show. We're at Sage Bar and Stage, 8 p.m. November 29th. That's our launch show. We'll be doing a show once a month. So if you miss one, it's okay. It's okay. I also doing a performance at Walker's. Walker's Reserve in St. I got going all over Walker's Reserve. We also got Spice of Life. Spice of Life is in St. George. To get all this information, which you may not recall or remember, the simplest thing is to use me as a satellite, a magnet. My name is Neil Waith, NeilWaithe. Waith, T before the H, tongue between teeth, Waith. Right. So just Google me. That's the first thing. And you can see me on YouTube when it first came out in 2006, running around making a fool of myself. I don't take down things. And you can see me with my award-winning show, Man Child. You can see my shows, Instagram, everything. Everything is there, consistent for your LinkedIn. Whatever you need, High Five is there. Facebook, what you need, MySpace. Yes. I got you. So Neil Waith, link me, message me, our vitalperformanceartists@gmail.com. Vitalperformanceartists@gmail.com. That's the conglomerate.
Yes. Once again, before you leave, I'm going to ask you, but once again, when is the show at the Sage? 29th?
November 29th. That's the big launch. November 29th, 8 p.m. Then December 21st. And we go from there. Then January, we go again. Then February, we go again. Yes. Then March, we go again. These two young men are part of it. And yes. is an army.
So yes. We'll be hearing more of it.
Yeah, yes, yes, okay. Yes. For sure, for sure. Okay, Barbados, it's now 7:19 here on my phone. We have 10 more minutes left with you. And I wanted, as I promised, a little bit of poetry. Had a bit of a conversation. So I think we are going to... Who wants to start? You had a piece, right, Neil?
I could just do 1 minute, since we time sensitive. I could do 1 minute or something.
Yes, yes, yes. So we will...
You got some time. Don't worry. You have a little time.
All right. We will see. So everything you said, inspired by your question of when I became an actor, there's a piece that I recently won a competition.
Okay,
but,
so before you start this, what's the name of this piece?
Don't Tell Me So.
Don't Tell Me So.
Not apostrophe T. D-O-A-N. Don't Tell Me So.
Don't Tell Me So by Neil Waith, here live on VOB 92.9. Neil, the mic is yours.
When I grew up, I didn't want to be an actor. You know, an actor. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them people who does, you know.
Act.
And you know, I don't want to be a factor in the community and all that crap, all you know. Of course. But at the core, I did just want act.
Just want act.
I don't want to make people laugh. I don't want to make a crowd roar. All on my behalf. Got them begging for more, but the moments don't last. You see, time flew and it flew so fast. And all I knew in the past is that when I grew up, I did just want to act. I know it don't just work, so stop telling me that. Don't tell me so no more. I know the facts. I know they factoring in the necessity of money or the fact that BIM didn't really have an industry. That 99% literacy, number one developed country, gem of the Caribbean Sea. But now you can tell me that I limited in my reach and my marketability. That all of a sudden, 166 square miles is a limitation in the equation. I know we small, I know why talk. Sometimes I feel like this little acting thing is all I got. So listen, please don't ever tell me to stop and go. What are you telling me? That I can't make a living because the market is too small? Or is it that the products we produce are too few? Or is it that when we do produce it ain't what people want view? So we import most of the food and the art that we consume in the barrel and bashment we trust. Hush, boy. Stop causing fuss. Listen, boy, if you want bus, try and adjust. Go and live in Los Angeles. Fail abroad, cause been real small. Go and get your start out in New York. It ain't that far. See where you could become out in London. You're moving too slow. If you hurry now, you could still make it to Toronto. Ma, don't tell me so. Don't tell me I can't live at a livable standard without having to beg for visas. Big up Grateful Core. Grants and gift hampers. Is this the only path to becoming an actor? I can't afford to live in BIM unless I sing and do the musician hotel thing. Hustling. How much money I supposed to be making? Enough to be struggling, surviving, thriving? Minimum wage or more? Or just a little below? I know. You know?
I know.
But then don't tell me so. Don't tell me that the best of we just gotta go overseas to see what we can network. Why didn't we network? Keeping up we had is enough neck work. We gotta search and search and search like fish that flying fish trying to be birds just to see how much more the net worth. 96 hours a week I work as a gas pumper, shelf packer, dishwasher, hotel clerk and a waiter just to buy my first camera. 96 hours a week. 8 years later, I never thought I would be even applying or considering or thinking to become a full-time theater arts teacher who just gotta teach more English and lit classes. And it's absurd that I can't afford to play for space, or I can't afford to pay for light, or I can't afford to pay for sound, or food, or water, or air, or fear. I scared that yet in 2024, you ain't gonna set price for my many acquired skill sets. Yet, I ain't upset, I ain't vexed, I just asking. Cause I know it don't make sense. And I know the Barbados government, treasury, and NIS don't make sense no more. But don't tell me so. Them asking me all the time what you can do with this acting thing. How you can make money from this acting thing. You sure you wanna do this acting thing? I was thinking. I ever sure I could finish this poem.
Yes. Listen. If you want more, what is the date again? Get on the date.
You weren't finished, right? Please continue, man.
I was thinking. The date is November 29th. And we arriving at the Sage Bar and stage. Are we creating? Are we exploring? Are we living? And I think without the live performing arts, the country is too dead to be considered a number one developing country. Commercial crop overgrowing, cricket at Kensington roaring, film flying, culture soaring, perfect, the table set. I hope we don't forget the whole arts market. I hope we don't forget the dancers, the musicians, the technicians, the makeup artists, the disc jockeys, the radio announcers, please. I hope we don't forget the artists that start this, the Daphne Joseph Hacketts, the Jeanette Lane Clarks, the artists that spark this, the Mighty Gabbies, the Adrian Greens, the Lombe Motleys, the Asman team, the Earl Warners, the Sonias. I wish you, I miss you, I miss you. I wish I'd telephone you sooner. And I hope we don't miss we Beijing stories. We lessons from we cousins and the funny aunties. The culinary expertise of we great, great, great grannies. The corny jokes from the distant daddies. Please let me cherish the memories. Don't forget, but what met we country be? What can really sustain we? The theater, the creators, the poetry. I hope we don't forget the memories. I hope we don't forget the memories. Which are smart lips we can't kiss, hands we can't hold. I hope we don't forget the memories that worth it. The tits, the come out brathwits, the Cessna Spency cross, the Cicely Spencer cross, the laugh it offs, the Pampa Lama, the Beijing bus stop. I hope we don't forget what we had and what we lost, but especially what we got. We got the memory, the ancestry, the breaths. I hope we don't suspect and forget what can really sustain we. The theater, the creators, the poetry. I hope we don't forget but we history. From time I was a baby, I see Jennifer Walker on TV. You know how much that inspired me? From Bussa right up to Mia Motley. I hope we don't forget but me. I hope we don't forget, but we. I hope we don't forget.
Whoa. Boy, Ollie, in here was so hot, I felt like you were about to take off your jacket.
Jeez, no, man. New wave. Lou, go right ahead, man.
I know I gotta go after that.
You know, usually it's customary to cool the stage after such a legendary.
Like, Ollie, what you should do? I get burned before I start. I should have let you go first.
You asked the clothes.
Neil, man, honestly, no, in all honesty, that I can tell any Barbadian who was listening had to be touched by that. You had so much in those few minutes.
I start to feel passion. Like, oh, I want you to know.
Purpose.
What? When I don't think I ever tell you this, Neil. I wanted to be an actor too.
Like, I literally remember in school, they would say, I can be an actor. And and when he was listening at that point, I think that was the first time I ever hear that. I felt like I had the out-of-body experience and I get teleport back to my young self. And it was like,
Before we move on, Neil, just please tell Barbados once again where they'll be able to find you or even get in contact with you, sir.
As I said, Neil Waith is the name. And that's the easiest thing to try to remember, you know. Google me. My company, my overarching company is Vital Performance Artists. And Vital Performance Artists believes that everybody's an artist, whether dormant or active. So that span is across the world. I have people, Vital Performance Artists, who do all the visual and performance art and art therapy. And I do many, many, many things. And primarily what I strive to do is facilitate sandcastles, those moments that will last forever.
Well, this is Voice of Barbados. So just in case, is there a number?
I got you.
Good.
Ironically, I recently went and got a number for the company for these very purposes. And let me see if I can remember it. There's a test now. 266-3339. Yeah, I chose that number. Big up the staff of the company I bought it from. so again, we go. 266-3339. 3339.
Spell your name again for people.
N as in N. E as in E. I as in I. L as in L. That's the first name.
Neil.
And then with W as in W. A as in A. I as in I. T as in T. H as in H. And E as in egg.
I have your number already. Let me just... So I got your number. Let me just make sure I have this other contact. 266-3339.
You got it.
Okay. And the name of the company again is...
Lego Theater Company.
Okay.
L-E-G-G-O. Theater Company.
Yes.
Big up Mighty Griner.
All right, Barbados. I think the stage has cooled off a bit now. So I got this piece. This is a bit different from anything I've ever done. It's something I recently wrote. I am not going to give no prelude. I'm just going to say it. The name of this piece is, I don't want love, I want partnership. My past memories are starting to get jealous of all the space you are taking up in my mind. And to be honest, I don't even want to admit how much I think about you all of the time. For I think I'm falling for you. And this time is different from any other time before because I don't want to fall for you. It's not because I don't think you are beautiful, intelligent, with a heart so pure. Because baby girl... You're all of that and so much more. It's because I'm scared. I'm more scared of losing you than I am of never having you. For I have played too much chess to not know when I'm dealing with a queen, and whenever with you, I truly feel seen. And just like a discover attack, all of a sudden I find my heart in check, causing me to want to reevaluate the board or else I will become an emotional wreck. From an artist who paints with words, but I'm struggling to find the paints to color the canvas that represent my care for you. I don't know what I am to do, because life is getting difficult due to all these feelings causing me to fall for you. But I am terrified of them, because my history states that these feelings usually don't lead to a satisfying end. And I don't want to become more than friends just for that relationship to end. Because the potential pain of losing you, girl, is way more than I could ever bear. So I rather bottle those feelings up and put them to hibernate like if they are bare. Because you have proven time and time again that when it comes to me, you truly do care. And I realize in this world, that is extremely rare. But what got me perplexed is how you managed to bypass the vibranium shield that I used to encase around my heart. Little did I know that every second I spent with you, girl, you were breaking it down piece by piece, part by part. And if you're going to do this, I don't want it to be us together to whenever. I want it to be us together, Wakanda forever. Because I don't want love, I want partnership. I can stop it there for now. That's just a little work in progress. Sweet. So next, Barbados, that was we had Neil with his, that was this. He had a bit of a romantic piece, and now we have Howard. What's the name of this piece? No name, just intro. We're going into it. Well, Barbados, you're listening to Howard.
My heartstrings play the same song over and over. My heart sings. Please embrace me like time's gone before. My heart hopes that in your sweet return we would be closer. My head rings, reminding me all our rounds are over. How much more must my heart remain open? Ripped and torn, bashed, bruised, and broken. How I long to get over, but these memories, hands I cannot hold, lips I cannot kiss. Stay with me, how much longer? Probably as long as I live.
That was Howard. That was
That's breath.
Ollie, we had a good night. It's 7:34.
26 minutes before 8 o'clock. Lou?
Yes, yes, yes.
You want to wrap it up for us?
Yes, I just wanted to, once again, quickly, before he goes, plug, you know, this is Sluggy Show. He's out supporting the young people with his BIM Got Talent Season 5 sing-off competition happening currently live in Oyston's Bay Garden. So if you out on the road or you decide, you know what, I feel like going out tonight, because if you're close to Oyston's, go down there and just see so much talent on display. We have Neil Wave with his Lego Theater coming up again on October 28th.
Well, Lou, before you even get into that, what I'm going to do is ask each of you guys to give your contact information once again for the listeners and any events that you got coming up. You got a couple minutes, so you can each of you give all that information, and then we can wrap it up.
Oh, yes. I now remember something. I think it was a while back ago we announced our group 4G. We had a show first September 8th, and we had one supposed to be coming up October 27th. But because of logistical problems, we didn't want to do a subpar show, and we decided we are currently postponing it. We can get back a date. For us, it was more of we did not want to give a show that we couldn't give our all to, honestly. So if anyone was listening or waiting up for that, apologies, but stay tuned for when we bring back. We make sure that we level up. So that is just something I just wanted to update Barbados about.
So just to reiterate, confirming, tomorrow evening at Kofi's Bayside Bar is off.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not come based on the previous announcement. Yeah. There is no show tomorrow evening at Kofi's Bayside Bar.
Yes, and in contact information, well, you can find me on socials on Instagram and TikTok, Lou the Bajan, LuiTheBajan, Lou the Bajan. You can also get me at LuiTheBajan@gmail.com if you want to get in contact with me. For my phone number, you can call contact me at 847-1759. So that's 847-1759. Lou the Bajan, LuiTheBajan, Instagram or TikTok. I would say TikTok. I am more active on TikTok. So shout out to all my TikTok followers and viewers. And then now we have Timon.
Yes. And anyone interested in reaching us as a group, 4G.Barbados. So 4G.BARBADOS@gmail.com. You can reach us there on Gmail at that email address. Send a message if you want to book us for a gig, if you are interested in any performances, anything that we're doing coming up, if you have any questions, queries, comments. Yes, if you just want to give the group some encouragement, we would appreciate anything, but that is where you can reach us all together.
All right.
Yeah. I really appreciate tonight, guys.
Definitely.
And appreciate those who are listening and appreciate those who made this happen. One big up Sluggy Dan again, LaShawna Griffith, and Timon Howard. We got Ludi Bajan, Ollie inside.
Yes.
And yeah, again, Neil Waith, that's who I am. My personal number, I feel the spirit to give it out. 848-3454. I figure it got a nice ring to it. 848-3454. And I have a show, my return to the Sage Bar and Stage, which I is one of my home bases with my company, Lego Theater Company. And we are relaunching on November 29th, 8 p.m. Tickets, $25. And you can pay at the door. Sage Bar and Stage, in case you didn't know, is 1 mile down from Oyston's. And it's a beautiful space, beautiful space. If you've not gotten there and you've heard about it, it's time to come out. A lot of great shows happen there all month. Check it out. Check it online. But Neil Waith, 848-3454. Guys,
yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. So before you say goodbye, Lou, I just want to remind Barbados that we're living in days where the youth are in the spotlight heavily, seriously, and in a big way. I have three young men in front of me who are doing extremely positive things with their lives, not only with their lives, but it's affecting other Barbadians, mm-hmm. and it's even affecting you too. Maybe indirectly, you don't know it, but these guys are helping out so many young people. You always want to ask how you can give back. How can I make Barbados a better place? How can I do my part? Well, as I said, I've got three young men in the studio with me. It's all up to you. It's all up to you, Barbados. Go right ahead, Lou. You can wrap it up.
Barbados, thank you so very much for having me. It's been an eventful show. As I said, we had our moments. I had my moment. But to all the people that are out there struggling, you're seen. Keep fighting. And Barbados, that is it for me tonight. You have a wonderful night. And next week, we should be back with your usual host, Sluggy Dan, to let you know how the show went. Good night.